this day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Tuesday, the 24th of November, and having a birthday is former Beatles drummer Pete Best. Now, this guy started off with the Beatles when they formed in 1960, but he got fired on their first recording sesh, and of course, Ringo Starr took his place. Did I mention he's 79?
Scottish comedian and actor Sir Billy Connolly today is 78.
Australian comedian, actor and TV host Shane Bourne is 71.
English cricketer and former Test captain Sir Ian Botham today is 65.
Aussie swimmer who represented our country in the Montreal Olympic Games, Tracy Wickham, is 58.
US actor and son of Tom Hanks, Colin Hanks, today is 43.
He sounds so much like his dad.
Does he?
Can you pick the difference?
Yeah, to a degree.
That was the vernacular that we spoke in, and it was priceless.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is pretty undeniably Tom, but he's a close second.
Well, he is a Hanks.
Stephen Merchant, the English writer who co-wrote and co-directed the British version of The Office with Ricky Gervais, he's 46.
Toadie. Toadfish from Neighbours.
Rebecca.
Ryan Maloney today is 41. Is he still in Neighbours?
He's still in Neighbours. And British-Australian singer-songwriter Rhys Mastin today is 26.
It was on this day in 1642 that Abel Tasman discovered Tasmania, which he named Van Diemen's Land.
In 1887, the earliest known softball game was played in Chicago, Illinois.
Guys and Dolls, the musical, premiered in New York City on this day in 1950.
It's a great show. It was on this day in 1991 that we lost Eric Carr, the Kiss drummer, who died at the age of 41.
Also dying on this day and in the same year, Queen frontman Freddie Mercury died at the age of 45.
What a huge loss. It was on this day in 1994 that the first midday show hosted by Darren Hinch went to air.
Remember that concert by Crowded House at the steps of the Sydney Opera House?
Yeah, the Farewell to the World tour.
Yeah, that happened on this day in 1996.
Oh, please reform Crowded House. And Guy Sebastian, the Australian Idol winner, released his debut single, which obviously the studios wrote, and here it is. And that happened in 2003.
And as a tribute to the passing of Freddie Mercury, who died on this day in 1991, we thought we'd go out with a Queen song today, Tuesday, the 24th of November.